Chapter 12 bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row in 2025, reaching 315 filings. That's up 46% from 2024. That second increase in a row shows that the farm economy, as we've been talking about, is really struggling and excessive debt loads are starting to hit family farms.
That was Samantha Ayoub, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Midwest and Southeast led the increase, reflecting continued financial stress from rising input costs and weakening commodity receipts.
When you have some good years, that capital might be able to get you through a few downturns. We know we've seen declining receipts for 4 years now, and we're just starting to see that second year in a row of increases in bankruptcies. And then secondly, a majority of farms actually don't qualify for Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies. In order to qualify, you have to make the majority of your family income from farming.
For communities that depend on agriculture, the rise in bankruptcies can ripple outward, affecting local feed stores, equipment dealers, processing plants, and Main Street businesses.
We are seeing our fourth year in a row of declining cash receipts, driven largely by crop losses, as well as high-cost specialty crop production really facing negative or very thin margins, even some of our livestock receipts and markets weakening a bit. All of that compounds to a very difficult situation when we're also seeing increasing production costs.
Farmers and farm groups warn that without stronger support and more stable prices, continued stress in the farm economy could lead to more closures in the coming year. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.